Good morning. Always making them, keeping the main thing the main thing. Thanking God for Jesus. Thanking God for the Holy Spirit. Thanking God for His church. Thanking God for this congregation. Thanking God for the leaders here. Thanking them for giving me another opportunity to come and say a few words to you from the Bible. I hope and pray that something said today make you a better person to having heard what is going to be said this morning. I pray that He would bless your ears of hearing, hearts of receiving, and wills to obey. Some of you may not know me, but I'm a preacher. I don't like to preach for a long time to put people to sleep because it happens. You know, the older you get, you know, you just feel sleepy, you know. And I don't want to do that, you know. Remember, he said that he likes when a certain brother get up and pray, because this brother prayed for a long time. He said he'd get his little nap in, you know, when he prays, you know. And I don't want to be that. As family came from church one morning, and little Johnny said, "Mommy, I saw Daddy praying this morning. I'm so proud of him." Mom said, "Your daddy wouldn't pray. He was sleeping." Amen. My lesson is taken from the book of Psalms, the 51st division, verse 10. I would like to read Psalms 51. Verses 7 through 12. Psalm 51, verses 7 through 12. And it reads, "Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit." Verse 10, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." My subject today is spiritual tune-up. Spiritual tune-up. A tune-up is what we think of is when we get a tune-up on our car. Our car runs a little funny, and we get a tune-up, and it runs better. Our battery get a little low, and we charge it, and it's recharged, and it start working properly. A spiritual tune-up is similar to that. A spiritual tune-up is a spiritual maintenance, maintaining a good relationship with God. It requires a consistent dose of connecting with God. And we need that connection with God. We don't need that connection to be weakened. We need it to be strong. through prayer, reading scriptures, studying, and spending time with other Christians, it helps. By connecting with God, He is able to repair and replace the worn and worn out parts of our souls. Today, if we were honest, many of us can use a spiritual pickup. Many of us can use a spiritual tune-up. Many of us can use reviving. Many of us can use rebuilding. Many of us can use replacing. Many of us can use restoring. Many of us can use refilling. Many of us can use renewing. And if anybody here says that they're all right and they don't need this tune-up, just keep living. Just keep living. The wear and tear of this world would cause you to wear you down. Amen? The things that we hear on the news, the things that happen down the street, the things that happen in our own neighborhood would wear you down. Wherein you would need a spiritual tune-up from above. A tune-up that like no one else can give. That tune-up that God only could give. Revive me, O Lord. My fire to work has gone out. My desire to work in the church has died. I need revival. Remember when we first became members of the church? That was a happy day. Amen. We was ready to go. You know, door knocking. We was ready to work in the fold. We was ready to teach classes. We was just ready. And then you know, sometimes it just wear you down because you go to the classes to teach the class and none of the kids show up. Amen. You come to worship. Ain't hardly nobody here, so why should I be here? It just wears you down. Are you with me? But reviving you is what's needed. And reviving what you will cause you to stay anyhow. Because you got to remember the example that Christ gave us. He started out with 12. He ended up with himself. And he didn't drop out. Are you with me? He didn't tap out. He went on, even though he was by himself. Amen? He went on. And someone has said it like this, I'm going to go even if I got to go by myself. Amen? My fire is gone out, Lord. My desire to work in the church has died. I used to go there for, but now I don't go nowhere. I had a desire to work in your fold, but now my zeal has gone cold. Revive me before my faith and my work dies. We need reviving. I need it. You need it. Amen? It's something about being revived. It's strength for us. And when we come together, we even revive one another. Amen? You know, when you see my ugly face, you say, hey, Brother Pastor, it's good to see you. Are you with me? It's good to see you, Brother Pastor. You know? You know, and that's an uplift. When you tell me it's good to see me, that's you make me feel good. That's uplifting. And I'll say to you, good to see you. It's good to see you. And I hope that uplifts you. And we uplift one another. Amen. That's what it's all about. Because the Bible says the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. Are you with me? You see, I want to be one of those few. Are you with me? That labor for the Lord. I want to be revived because if we're not revived, that harvest is going to get greater and greater and greater and greater and nobody feel like it because the fire has gone out. Amen. That there's no desire to. Amen. You know, you remember when you first got married, you know, you opened the door for your wife. Now she walk around and she wait. Get in the car. We got to go. Well, you remember the desire is just gone, you know. It's gone. It ain't there no more. You know, just get in the car, man. Come on, you know. You know, but that desire. And we ought to want to be a worker for the Lord. Want to love and trust His holy word. Want to sing and pray and labor every day in the vineyard of the Lord. Want to be a worker every day. Want to lead the erring in the way. I want to be a worker strong and brave. I want to trust in Jesus' power to save. You see, we have to want that. That's a zeal that we can't let go. We have to have that desire to work. Amen. You know, we don't want to get too big that we can't pray no more. I don't want to get up there and pray no more. I don't want to get up and do communion. I don't want to get up and read scripture. I'm more important than that. Are you with me? You know, ask somebody else to do it. Are you with me? Because the zeal that we first had is gone. Are you with me? It's gone. And the work that we need to do for God is leaving us. It's dying away. Knocking on doors. We couldn't wait. You know, let's go. You know, we said, you know, we're going to meet at 9 o'clock. Sometime we're out here at 6 o'clock just waiting, you know, just ready to go. You know, it might not be 6 o'clock. I'm just kind of, you know, but anyway. But you're ready to go, knocking on them doors. And regardless if they don't accept you or not, you're ready to go. And when we're going to do this again, let's do it next weekend. Please, let's do it. And let's go. Let's knock on some doors. Let's pass out some tracks. Let's, right? But when the desire is gone, these things ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. You know, it's just not going to happen. We need revive. Revive me, Lord. Rebuilding. Rebuild my faith, O Lord. You know, our faith is getting dried up. You know, my faith is just not where it used to be. My faith has fallen and it can't get up. My faith is failing and it's not working like it used to. You remember you believed and you remember it don't even matter if it happens or not. Amen. You see, it doesn't matter, but your faith was still in Christ. It was still in Christ. You know, now I ask and I don't get. I seek and I don't find. I knock and the door is not open. I'm about to give up. You know, my faith is fragile and it's falling all apart. Amen. My faith is weak. My spiritual battery is low. My faith has turned to fear, depression, stress, trauma, grief, low and dope. You know what that means? Huh? When you're broke or near some, you know, when you just ain't got it, you know. And here it is. And it seems like when you're broke, bills come. You know, it's like one after another. Then if you paid all your bills, your refrigerator broke. Or your dryer broke, you know? But praise be to God, we got some people in here know how to hang clothes on the line, you know? And, you know, praise be to God, you know? We still know how to do that. You know, that ain't behind us, you know? We still got that going. But it seems like when all your bills pops, you know, almost is paid, then these other things come up, you know? You forgot your car insurance, maybe. Your tire's going bald. Something, you know, it's always something, you know. It's just depressing. sickness. You're sick now, you know. You know, you got this idea of going on a vacation, but now you're sick. And how you, you know, it's just depressing sometimes. And you need your faith in the Lord rebuilt. You know, all of these things is happening in my I feel like my cup is empty. Help me to overcome my unbelief and doubt, Lord. Rebuild my faith, dear Lord. Because we get this, the wear and tear of this world will get you down. And you need faith in Christ. That faith like a mustard seed that can carry you on to the next and to the next and to the next. That faith in God. Knowing that he could do it. He is the only one who could do it and do it right. Are you with me? We sometimes we put faith in the wrong things, and we do. We do. You know, Bible teaches about exercising is good, but exercising of the faith in the spirit is better. Are you with me? We exercise our bodies. Are you with me? To keep it healthy and wealthy, we take, you know, we take our vitamins and whatnot, you know, to take it. But one thing about the body that's different from the spirit, the body ain't going to be here but for a little while. Are you with me? And the spirit going to go on and on and on. So we sometimes, we're looking at rebuilding that body more than we want to rebuild the spirit. And we want to be careful with that. I'm not saying that, you know, exercise, yes, you know, live as long as you can, amen, and as healthy as you can, but it's an exercising of the faith. Is your faith needs to be there for you. You have to believe when there's nothing else to believe. It's like you just know God is going to do this thing that you ask. Amen. You just believe, and if God don't do it, must be a reason why. I told you before. I said, you know, I remember praying to God about something, and I prayed to Him and prayed to Him and prayed to Him, and it didn't happen. And I prayed and I asked and I prayed and I asked, and it didn't happen. And I prayed and I asked and I prayed, and it didn't happen. I got to the point where I just forgot to pray about it. And it went on and on and on. And it came to me. What I was asking for, I didn't need it in the first place. Are you with me? Didn't need it. But that was faith because, you know, I kept on. And I believe that God knows what he's doing. Because some things he's not just going to give to us. Some things it's better for us not to have. Amen? It's just like wealth. He could give some people wealth. And some people would do the right thing. He gives some folks get wealth, and they just do everything backwards and wrong. Are you with me? And God is not going to give you something to hurt you. He's going to give you something that you need to bless you. Amen? And we have to believe that. We have to trust God in that way. Rebuild my faith, O Lord. Rebuild my faith. Renew my love. And love, you see, love is the thing that got the ball rolling in the first place. Amen? Love is very important. The Bible teaches John 3:16 that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. You see, love started it, right? And love gonna keep you, gonna see you through. Are you with me? I almost say it ended, but it don't end. Love gonna see you through. Are you with me? You know, love gonna start and it's gonna see you through. 1 Corinthians 13:13 says, "Now by the faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these three is charity." That charity is love. Amen. The greatest of all is love. You see, without that, are you with me? We could have faith we could have faith that we could remove mountains. We could have that kind of faith. But if we don't have love, it don't mean nothing. According to First Corinthians 13th chapter. We can give and give goodly, feed the poor. We could preach a good sermon, but if we don't have love, you know, we just ain't got it. And we need renewed love because it could get tiresome. Like I said, you know, you could love your children and they get hard headed. It's almost as though you just get tired of loving them. You just get tired. Just go ahead on. Just, you know, are you with me? But you keep on because God has renewed your love. That husband, amen. That you hope when you first met, you couldn't wait to get married. You know, 6 months you want to get married. You know. I love you. Oh, man, I can't do without you. Get married. 6 months more, you hope a bus will hit him. You know, you hope a bus will run over him twice. Are you with me? Are you with me? You see, renew my love. You know, and you know, sometimes we renew our vows. You know, I know some, you know, and that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. You know, but it's a renewed love because love can wear down on you. You know, you don't feel like opening that door no more for your wife. You know, open the door, man. Let's don't go through this. You know, you don't feel like cooking breakfast and bringing in the bed for your husband. You know, you just, you know, man, get up out the bed and come on to the table. You just wear down. You know, you know that love, that spark that you used to have just ain't there no more. You know, that you used to say, I love you, dear. But now you can't say it. You know, you said, you know, the wife said, honey, you haven't told me you love me in a long time. But you know, I love you. I love you. You know, come on, now don't make me, you know, don't take me through this. Can't even say it right. Are you with me? You know, it happens. It wears down, and you need renewed. Not by the world, but you need renewed by God. It needs to be relationship. We need to renew. A fellowship need to be renewed. Amen? Because we come, like I said, we come to fellowship, and ain't nobody here. And you go, man, ain't nobody going there. You know, ain't nobody going to be there. I ain't going next to you. I ain't going either. Are you with me? Renewed. We need a renewed love for Christ. Because God was our first love. Amen? He was our first love. He's the one who taught us how to love. Wasn't for his teaching, we wouldn't know what love is. For God so loved the world that he gave. And that's the thing about love. Love is giving. Love is not just holding on. I heard someone said it like this. A bell is not a bell until you ring it. A song is not a song until you sing it. Love is not love until it's given. Are you with me? You know, love is a thing that's given. It ain't something that you hold on to. Well, yeah, I love you, but how come I don't know it? Are you with me? It's about showing and tell. Yes, it is. Especially when it comes to marriages and relationships and whatnot, and fellowship. It's about relationship. But some, I've left my first love, which is you, Lord. I've left my first love and lost my love for others. I only love those who love me back. Only love those who love me. I can't love the unlovable. I can't love my enemies. I'm getting lost in the wrong kind of love. I'm getting lost in lust. Amen? Because I'm lustingly loving. Amen. You know, and Lord, I need a renewed love from you. I need you to renew my love, Lord. I know I need it every day. Every day. You know, me and Barbara, we need it. Because I could get on her nerves so bad. You know, and I need the woman to love me. And forgive me, because I can get not-headed sometimes. Yes, I can. Are you with me? And because of a renewed love that she has, she can forgive me over and over and over and over and over. And I could but do the same for her with that renewed love. But when the love is getting cold, are you with me? If something about cold love, it gets old. Are you with me? You know, you don't and feel like it. Don't feel like it. I just stepped in and you're in trouble then. You know, when that steps in. One day we'll talk about I don't feel like it. I just. So that's a bad disease. Are you right? You just don't feel like it. You know, you just don't feel like loving your brothers and your sisters, you know? You just don't feel like it. I remember one time, you know, back in the day, that like I said, I don't go for long there because don't go to sleep. I just got a few more things to say. I remember back in the days, you know, you would go to your neighbor's house, especially to your relative's house, your cousin's, right? And it was love, man. You know, you go there. And you want something to eat? You know, you want something to drink? You want something, right? Nowadays, they hide stuff from you if they see you coming. You know, you knock on the door. Wait, just a moment, right? Hide stuff. Yeah, huh? But you remember? You remember back in the days, you know, are you with me? You would go, and it was love, man. They wouldn't let you go unless you... I remember my cousins, right? They wouldn't let me go unless they put something in it, wrap up a piece of cake or a piece of chicken or something, and said, take it with you. Take it with you, right? It was like that, but now it's gone. You see? That's why the scripture says, love not the world, nor the things that are in the world. Are you with me? The worldly ways. Not. It don't mean that the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees. And, you know, it means the way of the world. Love not that way, because the way of the world is not. It ain't true love. Amen. Love not the world, nor the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And we need the love of God in us in order for us to give love. You see, we get filled up with God's love, and then we're able to, what, distribute it. But if we ain't got the love of God, right, we ain't got too much going for us. Amen? We renew my love, oh God. Renew my love, dear Lord. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Verily, deeply stained with sin, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me. I need you lifted, Lord. I need you, God. Restore my spirit, Lord. I need restored. My heart is weary. Please help me, dear Lord. I stand in need of more strength from your word. Renew my love. Rebuild my faith. Or restore my soul. Revive the fire, Lord, deep in my soul. Stir my desire to work in your fold. Light up my heart, dear God, your zeal gone cold. Renew my love. Rebuild my faith. Or restore my soul. Renew my courage, Lord. It needs restored. My cup is empty. Refill it, dear Lord. Replace all doubts and fear with faith so bold. Renew my love. Rebuild my faith. Or restore my soul. God, I need a spiritual tune-up. Do you? If you're here... and you're not a member of the church, There's some things that must be done, and it's a must. It must be done. You must hear God's word. You can't get around that. You must believe what you heard. You can't get around it. You must repent of your way, that way that you had, that thing that you got to repent of those way and do it God's way. You have to, after repentance, you have to confess truly out of your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God and be baptized in water for remission of sin. You must stay faithful in God's grace. We can't get around these things. You must. You must worship. You must give. You must teach. You must preach. Amen? You must, above all, once again, love. If you're here and you are a member and you are in need of prayer today, you may come as we together stand and sing the song that was appointed.